Which is the true man, which is the chulin. Now you hold, even though it's not nikah b'shas hafrosha, but since later on, tomorrow, when you separate the wine and take out 1/50 for truma, then it's chal truma, it's huvra davla mafreya, that's also good. About koponim, moida, why aren't you moida to us that shemi yiboka hainoid? Why aren't you afraid that maybe at tonight, like before you make that fresh off, the barrel of wine will break? V'nimtza shayshet v'olam mafreya. And then it comes out that the wine the person drank yesterday was achshash tevel. You also drank maybe truma? Because since you never made a meister biruleido, what you drank before was biyisr. And Tigmaro or Malahen, on this one, many answers back to Chom, you should know, Likashay Yiboka, I'm not afraid maybe you'll break. If it breaks, you thought it's true, if it never makes a meister fresh later, Taki was also what he drank. But I'm not cautious. Why should I know when the barrel's going to break? Minastam, it's not going to break. And Minastam, I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow with the Truma. So it'll be Chal, al the Din Breira, tomorrow when I separate the wine, that was the Truma all along. And the wine you drank yesterday was Mutter, was Chulin. So that's from Yeshita, that it's Mutter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Mishnah and the Flamid the Ches again. Let's start over there. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Yom Tov HaSomach L'Shabbos. You have a Yom Tov that's next to Shabbos. That means either Beimil of Neho, hey, Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos, or else Beimil Achreo, you had a Shabbos, and then you had a Yom Tov Friday afterwards. Is the Alocha Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Yeruvim? Because Rebbe Eliezer Shita is to have two different Kedushas, and you have to make two different Erevs, one for Shabbos and one for Yom Tov. The Oymer, and a person says, Eruve Berishon Amizrach. Let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So Thursday puts down the Erev and says for Friday for Yom Tov, I want it to be on the Mizrach side. Over Sheni Lamar, on Shabbos, then Friday he comes back and puts the Erev down again. He makes a second Erev for Shabbos. Shabbos he wants to be able to walk up Haimama to the Marav side. Or else Fakir, Berishon Lamar. The first day he wants to go to Marav. That means he's living in the middle and he puts his Erev down up Haimama out of his place, either from his house or from the city, Alpayim Amorat, he puts the Erev down here, so he can walk from here another Alpayim Amor. Over Sheni Lemizrach, the opposite, the second day, he could say he wants to go Alpayim Amor Lemizrach. Or else, Eruv Eberishon, the first day, Taka Eruv Kibichal, he can make an Erev Eberishon, Over Sheni Kibbene Iri, he could say the second day, Bechal, I don't want any Erev Kibichal. The second day, the din is Amamish Kibbene Iri. Or else, Eruv Bisheni, he could say, just punk the second day he wants the Erev to be Chal, over Rishon Kibbene Iri. And the first day, I don't want any Erev to be Chal. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. In other words, Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different Kedushas. And you could say each day has its own din Erev, Eruv Tchumim. You can make the first day whichever way you want, and the second day whichever way you want. The Chom Oymim, the Chom say no. Oy Ma'arib L'Ruach Achas, Oy Einim Arab Kolikum. The Chum hold the kids will see they hold Yom Tov and Shabbos is called like one long day, like one Kedushim. So either you make one Erev for both days, or else you can't make anything. So that's Lashon Oy Ma'arav L'Ruach Achas. Either you make an Erev for one side, for both days, or Yein Ma'arav Kolikur, or else there's no Erev at all. Oy Ma'arav L'Shnei Yomim, of course the exact same thing, or else make the Erev should be Chal for 2 days, or Yein Ma'arav Kolikur, or else you can't make an Erev for each day. In other words, you can't make an error for one day and not for both days, because they hold Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha. It's like one long day. Therefore, you have to have the Erev for the whole Yom Tov, for the whole Shabbos and Yom Tov. Case said, what's the case? Now, Lechur, or let's see Rashi. Rashi, Marav Odom Shnei Yeruvin. Im Hoyet Sorech Yom Rishon Lelech Lekan. On the first day, Friday, you have to go to Mizrach. You can make one Erev for Erev Yom Tov to go one way, and then for Shabbos you can make another Erev the other way. He holds Shabbos and Yom Tov is not called like one Yom Arich is called. El Shtei Kedushas. The din is it has a din like two Kedushas. Ulechol Chad Yom Islei Chodesh Shvisa. Each day Shabbos and Yom Tov has its own din to it. Ulechol Chad Mikne Le Shvisa Liezit Tzad Shiyutzam. Each day has its own Kedusha, whichever Tzad you want to. Ulechol Chad Mikne Le Shvisa Liezit Tzad Shiyutzam. Ulechol Chad Mikne Le Shvisa Liezit Tzad Shiyutzam. the Neshmosh is kind of for the first day, and it's not kind of for the second one. The kids said two different days. Who are then Erev Barishon of a Shanik of Meiri? Klima. V'yem lo yhoi yroit zelelech elo b'yechod min hatzodim b'yem Rishon. Only the first day he wanted to go one way, an extra apayim amam. Uvisheni, the second day, with the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, ein tzorech lozes mitchumai, he doesn't have to go out of his own house, his own tchum around his house. Is loy lakam, loy lakam, he doesn't have to go anything special, mizrach amaruv. V'yena roi tzolahas, he doesn't want to lose out anything. Loy apayim shot tchum mikan, loy apayim shot tchum mikan. Is yarev erev echod, he can make just like a one erev. Litzat shu roi tzolelech boi v'yem rishon, go there the first day. The Yomer, he says, Eruv izeh yikneli l'sarach mocher. This Erev should be kind of for me l'sarach mocher. Uvesheni, the second day, hareini ki b'nei iri. I'm like my b'nei iri. Shalai iruvu, I didn't make any Erev. Oi, imho yitzarach lelech v'sheni v'loi berishin. Yomer, Erev izeh yikneli b'nei shmosh yishol mocher. Uvesheni, hareini ki b'nei iri. The kids say Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas. You can make an Erev for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov, for Yom Tov and not for Shabbos. Rechom say no. Oy marav l'ruach achas, l'tzorech shnei yomim. Either you make one erev for one size for both days. Oy ein marav kolikur. Afilu l'tzad echod liyois b'yechod min ha-yomim kibnei iroi. You can't make it. Oy ein marav kolikur. Afilu l'tzad echod. You can't do it for one side, just one day. It's either the whole day or nothing. Oy marav l'beis yomim. Ugmar parach hain l'ruach achas. That's the same svara for one side means that for both days it has to have one erev. Because see, whole Shabbos and Yom Tov is like one long day. Like we'll see, just like on one Shabbos, you can't say on the Shabbos, I want the first few hours my Erev Tidichal on Mizrach, and the next few hours Tidichal on Marav. That you can't do. It's either one the whole time or nothing. So that's Chacham Shita. Shabbos and Yom Tov is called one Kedusha. So the Mishnah now, Kate said Yasa, what's the case where you can make an Erev? Before this, going back to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have two different Erevs, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov. How do you do it? Ketzad Yasem is Malichai Berishon. You put it there, let's say Rishon here means Friday, which is Yom Tov. You have Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. So he goes there, Malichai Berishon means Thursday afternoon. He walks outside the Trum, Umach Shecholov, he waits there until it comes Thursday night till Yom Tov comes. So it's Chal the Erev for Friday, because Ben HaShemosh is Thursday night, he was outside in the field there. The night line, and he takes it away. Ubo Loi Vasheni. He takes it back because once the Erev is Chal Ben HaShemoshes, it's good for the whole Yom Tov. Now, when he wants to make the second Erev for Shabbos, he has to come back again Friday afternoon. And again, Mach Shefolov, he stays there Friday night, B'Shas Tekniyas, B'Shas Ben HaShemoshes, V'Yoyskloi, and then he's allowed to eat his Erev. U'Boloi, and he comes back home. V'Nimtzo Mishtake V'Lichosei, he gained the fact he walked there. U'Mishtake V'Eruvai, and he was Mishtake that he could eat his Erev. Rashi says, Malicha Rashi learns HaShliach. He could send the Shliach, Barishon, Erev Yom Tov Shlofnei HaShabbos. He could send the Shliach on Thursday, which is Erev Yom Tov. Umach Shecholov Ad Shiyik Nerev. And the Shliach stays there with the Erev Thursday until it comes Ben HaShemoshes of the first day Yom Tov. That's called the Erev. V'noitloi U'boloi. So then the Shliach, when he comes back home Thursday night, he could take the Erev back with him. Why Shem Yoivet? Maybe the Erev will get lost at night there. V'shuv ain't like Erev v'sheni. Then he won't have an Erev to make for Shabbos for the second day. Kiriktoni, like we learned, Nechal Aruvah v'rishon, if the Erev got eaten up the first day, which is Erev Shabbos Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. There's no Erev there on Shabbos. So the best answer is when you go there Thursday, wait till Thursday night till the Erev is Chal for Friday. Then take the Erev home with you. Then you want to make an Erev again for Shabbos, walk there again Friday on Yom Tov, and put the Erev down again. The fact you, or else some girl said heter, the fact you went there and put the Erev down, you chal heter for Yom Rishon, you have the heter. That you eat it. Now, what about Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos? Tlayef Shabbochi. If Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, then you don't have the eights on Shabbos to walk there with the Erev and put it down on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't carry. Is the law called Malicha Berishon? The eights are Fakir, walk there the first day on Erev Shabbos. V'chayz of Ahelach Shom B'Sheni. Then walk there again on Shabbos Tam Lirois to see if you're lucky in Kayim Eruvay. If the Erev is still there, you put it down Friday to be Kainer for Shabbos. Now, if you want it to be Kainer also for Sunday, for the first day, for Yom Tov, you have to walk there on Shabbos to make sure the Erev is still there. The Imrotza Yechlenu Achrei Kein. After you see the Erev is Chal on Shabbos, then you can eat it then. Yeah. So the kids, this is the Chachom Shita, the one that they're blind 2 different days, and you have to have 2 different Erevs, one for Shabbos, one for Friday, one for Yom Tov, one for Shabbos. Right, no, there's no different way, right. It's only be the same place, right. Right, it's only the same place, right. Yeah, right. Nechzat Mishnah, Nechol Barishan. Let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day. Is Eruv Ela Rishan, V'ein Eruv L'Sheni. Mashma, this is according to everybody. This is going to be the kasha. If you learn about the Chomim, that is called one long day, so Lamash on Shabbos itself. If you put an Erev down at the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, still it's mutter that day. Because once it's chal ben hashmash, it's chal for the whole day. So how come here the chom ma'moida? If you put the Erev down, let's say Friday, on Thursday afternoon, for Friday the first day Yom Tov, and it was eaten up on Friday, you can't use it for Shabbos. So the question, why not? If you hold this cold one long day, it should be good. Still the chom say no. If the Erev was eaten up during the first day, the second day the Erev is not chal. And we'll see in the Gemara ask this question, why not? Like Rebbe Lez, it's very good. Rebbe Lez, all Shabbos and Yom Tov is called 2 different Kedushas. You need 2 different Erevs. So it was eaten up after the first day, it doesn't help for the second day. But like the Chomim, the Kur, it's called one Kedusha, why isn't it good? So Gemara will ask this question. Vaita, is Nechal Berishan, is Eruv El Rishan, V'yein Eruv El Sheni. The Erev doesn't help for the second day. Omer Rebbe Lez, Moide Matem Li, Shem Shtei Kedushas. Like this is Rebbe Lez's Kashi, the Chomim. The Kur, you Moide to me, is considered 2 different Kedushas. Like, why did your Moida, if you put the Erev down Friday for Yom Tov, and it got eaten up on Friday, on Shabbos you can't go out with this Erev. Why not? If you're telling me it's one long Kedusha, once the Erev was chal at the beginning, it should be good for the whole long day. Elamai Yuchachom Ma'moida to me, it looks like 2 separate days. Yom Tov and Shabbos are 2 different Kedushas. Sabzayit Shever, why do you say, like, if you can't make an Erev for one way, and then the second day make another error for the second way? Like, l'chura, there's a stira to rachamim. Is it called 1 day, or is it called 2 days? Yeah. So this we'll see in the Gemara, what the teres to rachamim is. So the Gemara, the mitachom say aloshin is l'ruach achas, that for the 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you only make like an error for one way. L'ruach achas. So the Gemara remind me, you, what does it mean, l'ruach achas, one way, only for Mizrach side, you can put down Yeruv? That means l'shnei yomim. That means for both days, the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, your one Erev has to be the same side for both days. I mean, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can only walk to Mizrach side. So Rash, l'ruach achas, t'ktoni masnisin, my ninu. Pshita, this pshita, t'lishnei yomim koma v'nichusam. So pshita means the one side you want to go to Mizrach, that one side is going to be for 2 days, for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Then the Mishnechom say, l'shnei yomim, that the one Erev you put down has to help for 2 days. Mind you, what does it mean it helps for 2 days? L'ruach achas. It means that these 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could only go one way. Now, it's not like Rebbe Lezer says you could put one area for Mizrach and one area for Marav. Because Rebbe Lezer holds the Mamash 2 different days. Chum say no, it's like one Kedusha. So you put the area down for Mizrach side, it has to work both for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. It's for Gemara, Hainu Kamaisa. Like, what does Chum say a double Lashon form? Oy Marav L'ruach achas. Or you ain't a marav kolikur. Or else they say, or you marav l'shnei yomim, l'chura 2 days, and one side is saying the exact same thing. It means to say that for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Erev has to be both the same side. It has to be only for Mizrach. So why does Chavim say a double lashon here? So the Gemara Hochi Kam relay, Rabbanan the Rebbe Lezer. This is what the Rabbanan answered back to Rebbe Lezer. Iyata moida, aren't you moida to me, shein marvin l'yoyim echod, chetzi of l'tzofon, v'chetzi of l'dorin. This is what the Rabbanan answer asked Rebbe Lezer. Like, you Rebbe Lezer, aren't you Moida, let's say on Shabbos itself, just a portion of the Shabbos, you can't put down 2 Erevs, one on Mizrach side and one on Marav side, and say, the first half of Shabbos I want my Erev, my Shvisa to be Chal on the Mizrach side, and the second half of Shabbos I want to be Chal on the Marav side. That you can't do. Shein Marvin, L'yoy Nechot, Chetzi L'Tzofen, Chetzi L'Dorim. You can't do Tzofen and Dorim. So the Zoyib, the same question should be, how come on Yom Tov and Shabbos, how could you put 2 different Erevs down? Omar Lehen, Rebbe Lez answered back, Aval, you're 100% right, it's true what you're saying. Or the Zoyib, the Kasher is that shame, Marvel, Yom Echot, Chetz L'Dorim, Chetz L'Tzofen. So Chom say, if you're moided to this, so the same way on one day Shabbos, you can make an Erev half a day for Tzofen, half a day for Dorim, is Kach, Chom say, the same din should be, Ein Marvel, L'Shnei Yomim. You can't make an Erev for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Echad the Mizruch, one day Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal on Mizruch side. The Yom Echad the Marav, and then for the second day Yom Tov, any time you put a second Erev to the Marav side, but it shouldn't be Chal. That's the Chom Shita, the Chom hold, a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, one after another, is considered like one long day. It has one long Kedusha. So just like on one Shabbos, you can't divide it up half and half, who are then a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, you can't divide it up half and half. That's the Chom's Taina to Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer answers back, no, there's a big difference. Hosom Kedushachas. What are you asking me from Shabbos? One day Shabbos, Shita, you can't divide it in half, because it has one Kedusha. Shabbos is one Kedusha, so the Erev is Chal, or Bein HaShemosh, is the beginning, or the last second of Friday, the beginning of Shabbos, that's when it's Chal. So when it's Chal once, it's Chal for the whole day. But Hochla Beis Kedushas. But here, when you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, they're called two different Kedushas. So I can make one Erev for the Mizrach side on Yom Tov, and one Erev for the Maror side on Shabbos. That's Reb Elezer Shita. Omar Lehem Reb Elezer. So Reb Elezer now tines back to Chachomim. Reb Elezer is going to bring a riot to him, Akasha on the Chachomim. Aren't you moided to me, the Chachomim? Shem Erev Baragla B'yom Rishon. Let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So you walked there Thursday night, like Ben HaShemoshes, the beginning of Yom Tov. You walked outside, it's Chum Baraglov. You walked there, the Bala Boz stood there, Mamash Baraglov. Is Alocha Mara Baraglov B'yom Sheni. That you yourself are Moed Chomim, that if on Shabbos you want the Erev to be Chal also, you have to like make a second Erev for Shabbos. You can't just use the Erev you made on Thursday night for Friday for Yom Tov, but on Friday you have to walk back there again at the Chum to make another Erev for Shabbos. That's what you Chum also hold. And therefore you say at the end of the Mishnah that Nechal Eruv Yom Rishon, let's say on Friday, the first day Yom Tov, the Erev was eaten up, is Allah and Yotzi all over Sheni, the B'yom Sheni. Tomorrow on Shabbos you're not allowed to use that Erev. That's what you Chum Mamoedit to me. That the second day, vices is not called an extension of the first day, but we look at the second day as a new day by itself. And if the second day doesn't have its own Erev, you can't go out. Is Omra Loi Avo. The Chum said, yes, we'll mask him to you. Taka right? That's what we hold. If you put the Erev there for Friday, for Yom Tov, it does not help for Shabbos. Of Zoy, Hai Layoi. L'chura, so Reb Elezer says, L'chura, you moided to me that what? Ve'ez Kedusha saying. L'chura, you also moided to me that Shabbos and Yom Tov are called two different Kedushas. And that's why you say if the Erev is eaten up on Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. Because it's a second day now, Shabbos. It needs a new Erev on Shabbos. So L'chura Chum is a stira Menei Bey. What's the Chum Shita? If the Gemara of Rabbon and the Pshan Rabbonin is, Svukai Misafkulu, the Rabbon Taka Mesupik, what's the Halacha? The Mesupik, if a Shabbos and Yom Tov is called like one long day, or is it called like two different days? The Mesupik. The Mele of Ahocha Lechumra, Ahocha Lechumra. They go both ways Lechumra. If you want to put two different eras, one for Mizrach and one for Mariv, the Mesupik, no, maybe it's considered one long day, and one long day, you can't divide the day in here. Therefore, the one side you put for Mizrach has to apply for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it's eaten up the second day, if it's eaten up the first day, let it help for the second day. No, Luchumra maybe is considered two different Kedushas, that you have to have two different areas. So that's Shana Chomim. Then the Safkalei, what is the din of a Shabbos and a Yom Tov? Is it two Kedushas or one Kedusha? Yeah. Luchumra. Omulah the Reb Elezer, so they told back to Reb Elezer, Iyato Moida, aren't you Moida? Shane Marvin. Oh, there's a new question. A little too Rashi on this. Rashi Avul, Rashi Emes, Kumai Avul Soro Matarkim Kush, it's not true. Shim Erev Baraglav. So here the Lashon is, if you went there Baraglav with your foot. In other words, there's another type of an Erev. Up until now we're talking about Eruv Chumah means you put out before Shabbos your two chalas, your mozen, and we say, since you have your food outside there, even though you're home, a person goes after his food, and since his food is outside in the fields, his Erev is chal there. There's another type of a way to make an Eruv Chumim. That's if you yourself walk there, even without a challah. If Bein HaShemoshes, you yourself is outside in the fields, you're a payimam out of the city, Bein HaShemoshes, a person shvis his kind of where you are. So even if you don't have food there, just boba raglo. Here's an Erev raglo, Rashi. So how you let pass? He didn't have any bread, l'shagray le shliach, to make a shliach, put it outside in the fields before Shabbos. Or the Erev, to make an Erev with. For holachu ba'atzmoy, but he himself walked out to the field of Apayimama, and sat there, v'yoshav l'sleif Apayimama, he sat down at the end of Apayimama, acha kiddush alav hayoim, he waited until it came bein ha'shemoshes, until it was chal of dushes of Shabbos. The locker is v'kon ha'shvistum, he's kind of a shvist outside where he's sitting, where he is bein ha'shemoshes, And once it's chal for the whole Shabbos, the chazav alon the beisoy. Then he goes back home and walks home and sleeps in his house. Of course, it's in the alpayim amah. And then tomorrow he can walk back to the makom where he was yesterday and walk another alpayim amah further. So yuchachom ma'amoida, if you did this the first day, is still ma'arev baragla b'sheni. Sorech la'arev baragla af b'sheni. The second day you again have to walk there with your feet again. V'yena yochol lotzeis b'sheni chus etchum ayidei k'ni yoharishon. You can't walk the second day because you made the erev the first day. Or yim nechol aruva, or else yuchachom say in the Mishnah, if the erev was eaten up the first day, in the case where you didn't walk there, you just put your pas there, Hamar b'pas v'nechol eruv b'yarishon liachas akon eruv iyatem moedim liyishen yoytzalah b'sheni adi oisekniya. Your moedim, you can't walk out there the second day because of the first eruv. His highlaya Reb Lezer kumhadle v'komar v'ada yafal devrechem beis kedusha sein. This is Reb Lezer's kasha dechomim. Mashmi, you also moedim that are called two different days, two different kedushas. That's why the eruv for the first day does not for the second day. So if Rabbon, the Teretz says, Rabbon and Nisafkelu, for Shabbos, for Yom Tev, Kedush Shachas, Nenu, Ishtei Kedushas, for Yav, the Hokel Chumram, the Yen Yochol Arev, Lishnei Ruchas, you can't make the Erev for two sides. Dil Mochad, the Kedushi, maybe it's called one Kedusha, one Kedusha. And also, the Hokel Chumram, the Necho Barishon, if it's eaten up the first day, the Yen Erev, Lishnei, you can't make an Erev for the second one. Val Dil Mo, Beis Kedusha, same, maybe it's considered Beis Kedushas. So that's Pran Chomen. They go Luchumra both ways. You have to have two different eruvs for the 2 days, but you can only use it for one side because maybe it's only one day and you can't change sides in the middle of a Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omrula the Reb Lezer, they told back to Reb Lezer, Iyato Moida, aren't you Moida? Shein Marvin Vitchila B'Yomtiv L'Shabbos. You can't make an eruv on Yomtiv for Shabbos. It is a Kasha and Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Lezer holds that Shabbos and Yomtiv are called two different Kedushas. So if you put your Erev down on Thursday afternoon for Friday, you have to again put the Erev again Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the Chur, you're doing a Maisa Chana. You're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're walking there Friday afternoon. You're walking outside to put your Challah down again. The Chur, the Kasha, Yata Moida, Shein Marvin Betchila Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. You're not allowed to do a Maisa Erev on Yom Tov to help for Shabbos. Or Molehen, Avol, Yitaka, right, it's true, you're not supposed to do it. Of the Zoy High Laya, Kedusha Achasi. So, of course, Akash and Rab Leza, how would the Erev Chal the second day? Elamai, you're also Hoyd Moida, it's like one Kedusha, and you don't even need a second Erev. So, there's Akash to Rab Leza. If you hold your sheet to visit Mamish 2 different days, and you need 2 different Erevs, how could you put the Erev Friday afternoon down the Tzarek Shabbos? Rab Leza Teretz is, Hosim Mishum Hachona. Rab Leza's Moida, there is an Isra of Hachona. Let's see Rashi. If you didn't put the Erev down on Thursday night, an Erev Yom Tov for Friday for Shabbos, and you have to go out now on Shabbos itself, aren't you moided to me? You can't put the Erev down on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Alma kedusha sachasi. It's called one kedusha. Vrehu kiyoy nechod shen yochol arav achatz yoyim imlo iru ben hashmoshes. Whereas the kasher is mashmitz muskin even quote Reb Lezer mitchila on the first day Friday Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a new erev now for Shabbos. That's the din. Even according to Reb Lezer, when you want to make the 2 different erevs, you have to put them both down before Yom Tov. That means Thursday afternoon you put down one erev for Friday, and you put down the other side, another Erev for Shabbos. But if you didn't put another Erev down for Shabbos on Friday, on Yom Tov itself, you're not supposed to put the Erev down with Tchila for Shabbos. So the Havamini is, why not? It's a right to the Rabbonin. That's considered one Kedusha, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you can't put an Erev to walk outside the Tchum. Hey, every day, the Keni has to be the beginning of the day. Bein HaShemoshes. So that's why, when can you put the Erev down? Only Thursday night, when it's the beginning of the Yom Tov and Shabbos. But in the middle, you can't put the Erev down. So it's a kasha on Reb Lezer. And for Reb Lezer name, Hosam Mishum Hachona. I tell you, there's a new issa there. There's a Maisa Hachona that's Osir. It's on Friday, on Yom Tov, even though tomorrow Shabbos is a new Kedusha, and it needs its own Erev, but there's an issa Metchila to put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos. To Nisa Hachona. Yom Tov is not allowed to be Mechin for Shabbos. So Chur, the Kasher is, we are making when Friday, Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we're making on Friday for Shabbos. The Pshat is, we make an Erubi Tavshilin. An Erub Tavshilin is not you to do Tzorche Shabbos on Yom Tov. So Tosfos speaks out that the Ike Heter Veruve Tachshilin is with the Svar of Hoyl. Like, what are we doing usually Friday? We're cooking Friday for Shabbos. I am not allowed to be making on Friday, on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but there's a Svar of Hoyl. Midiraisa Hoyl means whatever you're cooking now on Friday, even though your kavanah is really for tomorrow Shabbos, there's a Svar of Hoyl. Maybe an oni, maybe somebody will come into your house today that has to eat it today. So anytime you cook on Yom Tov, it's always called you're cooking for Yom Tov. That's the Svar Midiraisa Hoyl's mutter. I, Midirabonon, though it's still Osir, Midirabonon was Samech on Arube Tavshilin. We put an Erev Tavshilin, that's Matthew to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But from Eruv Tchumim to do a mice of putting down an Eruv, putting down two lechems on Friday Yom Tov for Tzarech Shabbos, there it doesn't pass any Svar of Hoyl. Everybody knows Klor, what are you bake? What are you putting down your lechem for? Only for tomorrow for Shabbos. So there's an Issa Hachona. So merely you're not allowed to put down on Yom Tov an Eruv Tchumim for tomorrow for Shabbos. So Rav Lez is also moided to this sister. There's an Issa Hachona. That's why even though we hold Friday Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different kedushas, and the taka needs two different ma'is erivs, but you have to put down the two erivs before Yom Tov. It's Thursday afternoon, you have to go to the Mizrach side and put down one eriv for Yom Tov, and you have to go to Marav's side and put down another eriv for Shabbos. So you're not doing any hachana on Yom Tov. But to do it mitchila on Yom Tov, it's also for shomenitza hachana. You can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. His cooking is mutter, because midirais you have a svar of hoyl. I'm midirabonin, you have an eruv b'tavshilim. The vice versa, Eruv Tavshilin does not help to do a Ma'is Ha'achona of an Eruv Tchumim. So that's why Rebbe Lez is moided to this issa. Rebbe Lez, Ohosa Mishum Ha'achona, there's Nisa of Ha'achona. Rashi Bar Rashi, Mishum Ha'achona, Shemeichin Yom Tov L'Shabbos, V'loi Mishum Taim L'Dechad Yom Hu. Not the Pshat Rebbe Lez old is called one day. Rebbe Lez old is called two different days. But the reason why Metchili shouldn't put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos, because it can't be making on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tana Rabban. So now we're going to bring Raya to these Yisraelis. So we hold it's called two different days, or is it called like one Kedusha? Tana Rabban. Erev Baraglav B'Yom Rishon. If somebody made an Erev Baraglav B'Yom Rishon, that means he walked there on Thursday night, Ben Hashmoshes, he was there outside by the Tchum, is Mara Baraglav B'Yom Sheni. The second day, Poshna means on Friday, he has to walk outside there again to make his Erev again on Friday for Shabbos. Nechal Aruve B'Yom Rishon. Let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day, and the Jew put it there Thursday, so it should be Chal for Friday, for Yom Tov, and it came there on Friday, so it was eaten up. So what? En Yotzi Olav B'Yom Sheni. You can't walk out, you can't use this Erev B'Yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. As I help Rebbe. There is this called like two different Kedushas, and if you don't have the Erev for the second day, you can't walk out the second day. Instead, he blinds like the people in his city. This is Rebbe Shita. If this is the first time we have such a Shita, Rebbe holds the term as Vadai. It's called two different Kedushas. So here, if you had an Erev for Friday, so Friday you had the Erev outside Alpay Mama the Mizrach. You were Taka Koine Shvisa over there in Mizrach Alpay Mama. The Erev got eaten up on Friday. When it comes the next day, Shabbos, it's called a new Kedusha by itself. For Shabbos, you have no Erev at all. So where are you going to Shvisa? In your house. So on Shabbos, you have a Payimama from your house. That's Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Vadai is called two different days. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says, no. Yishno HaRezeh Chom HaGomol. Rebbe Yehuda is Mesupik. Is it called two Kedushas or one Kedusha? You put the Erev